My guest at this time is Washington State Congressman Dave Reichert. He represents the state's 8th Congressional District and is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, one of at least two committees on the House side looking intensely into the ongoing controversy over IRS scrutiny of conservative organizations seeking tax-exempt status. The big headline in this story over the past several days was first the missing emails related to Lois Lerner, the former director of exempt organizations at the IRS, and now within the last day or two, the announcement from the IRS that the emails from six other people critical to this investigation are also missing. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How do you react to all this? First, the Lerner revelation, and now the fact that there are six more in this category.
Well, as an old cop, there's something fishy somewhere. I have some waterfront property in Arizona to sell, I think. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, like you said, you're a former sheriff, so how serious is this if this evidence was tampered with in any way?
Well, I mean, it's very serious. First of all, you know, we asked the IRS, we've asked them continuously since this story broke, to provide documents and emails, et cetera, any other communications that might be connected to our inquiries. We asked for that information. We were promised that information. We were told there were 600,000 documents that needed to be sifted through to find the information that we were looking for and that it would take some time. And so we knew that what the IRS was really doing was stalling us. And so we'd get little bits and pieces at a time. Finally, we got enough information that helped us and helped direct us to certain individuals to begin to focus on and interview. Conducted those interviews, and those interviews, of course, then led us to ask for more documentation. I mean, this is an investigation very similar to many that I participated in my 33 years in law enforcement. You interview people, you collect documents, they lead you to other people to talk to, other documents to search for, and now all of a sudden we're getting close, and Lois Lerner takes the fifth, other people resign, and now I think we're really close to finding the truth, because here's what happens. All of a sudden, they can't stall us anymore, so now they've got a new excuse. We can't find them. They're lost. They've disappeared. The servers are wiped dry, and the hard drive is gone, and we have no idea how to get this information back, which is also something I don't believe.
So how does this get you closer?
Well, I think that what's happening now is that the people have lost total faith in the IRS, if there was any faith at all to have in the IRS. But I think that, you know, we'll know Friday. We have a hearing in the Ways and Means Committee, and we're going to be talking to Mr. John Koskinen, and we're going to ask him a lot of questions about who was, you know, visiting the White House during this period of time. What were they talking about, especially Nicole Flax, because Nicole Flax is also one of those people whose emails have disappeared somewhere into Never Never Land. So, you know, was she updating the White House on the targeting, or was she getting orders from people? These are answers we don't have. But, you know, one of my questions will be is, has this happened before? And how many times has this happened before? Were you able to recover the information in past events like this? Did you make any corrections to your system to help prevent this from happening? Obviously, if this is a true story, they didn't. But it's very suspect that Lois Lerner and these six others who were deeply engaged in conversation regarding the targeting of conservative people and organizations, they're the ones whose emails have been lost.
Congressman, I know the Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Lerner emails as well as other information from the IRS. Has the Ways and Means Committee subpoenaed those emails as well?
Yes, I'm not sure if we've subpoenaed those emails. We've made several requests and gotten those emails. In fact, last June, Mr. Werfel testified in front of our committee, and I asked him, I said, "So, Mr. Werfel, can you tell me that you will have all of Lois Lerner's documents by the end of the week?" And, of course, he couldn't answer that question. His answer was, "Well, we'll see, we'll try." And I said, "How about 2 weeks?" "I don't know. I'll forget the time limit. how about just promising that you'll get all of Lois Lerner's emails to us on the Ways and Means Committee? In an open hearing, he answered yes, he would do that. And then, of course, now we learn those emails have suddenly disappeared.
One of the things that John Koskinen, who you mentioned will be testifying before Ways and Means on Friday, he testified before the Oversight Committee back during the spring in a now pretty famous encounter with Jason Chaffetz on the Oversight Committee, in which he said it's going to take a very long time to deliver just the Lerner emails in addition to everything else that the committee wanted, because they've got to go through them all and redact private information. Now, one of the things I learned from talking to another member of your committee is that rule doesn't apply to the Ways and Means Committee, because you oversee the IRS and tax issues, that they don't need to redact it. So what excuse does the IRS have for not handing it over to your committee?
It just takes time is their excuse. We're working on it is that has been their excuse. And you're right, they don't have to redact that information, because our committee, the chairman first, has authority by law to view private taxpayer information, and the chairman can designate other members of the committee at certain times to also have that authority to look at that private and personal tax information if it benefits, you know, the United States, the citizens of the United States, in investigating and holding the administration accountable. So we do have that authority, but their excuse has been, again, as I said earlier, it's just been, gosh, there's 600,000 emails and documents. We've got to go through these and find the ones that you're looking for. And so it was a stall tactic. And today, buried in, I think, on page 15 in a 27-page letter, we find hidden in the middle of this letter the fact that, oh, by the way, Lois Lerner's emails have disappeared between January 2009 and April 2011. And isn't that curious? That's just the time frame that we're looking for.
If you get the same answer from Mr. Koskinen that you've gotten from other IRS officials, what's the committee going to do about it?
Well, I think we're continuing our investigation. We still have documents to look over. And again, as we go through all these documents, and there are thousands of them, as we go through these documents, they do lead us to other people and other interviews. So we're going to continue this investigation. As far as what specific steps we'll take, I think that depends on the testimony that that he provides us on Friday. Because we're going to, you know, we take these apart just like you would any other witness statement back in my old career. And you compare it to other witness statements that we've already interviewed, and you find discrepancies there. They lead you to other people and other documents.
Last question, Congressman. As I mentioned, the Oversight Committee is looking into this as well. What's the main difference, if there is one, in the way that your committee is going about this and the way they're going about this?
Our committee has taken more of a low-key approach to this investigation. We're really focused on gathering all the information and data before going, before sharing it with anyone. I think that's one of the main differences. But I should point out that the committees are working very closely together. This isn't a separate investigation. The committee staff, the attorneys that we have, the investigators that we have, they're a team of people put together by both of the committees. So the information that we gather and the information that they gather are shared between the two committees.
Congressman, we'll certainly be waiting to see what happens on Friday. Thanks very much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Washington State Congressman Dave Reichert, 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.